Okay, Chevra. We are learning the dinim of chatzitza, and what we're trying to do is basically give some klalim that come up in yonei chatzitza. So what we focused on last time is the Pisrei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Aleph quotes a tshuva of the Zichron Yosef, that the Zichron Yosef says that it's only a chatzitza if it's something that you take off le'itim mezumanos, like we have in Se'if Chaf Gimel regarding the ring. That since you take it off b'shas lisha, that's why it's a chatzitza. But something that you only take off le'zman meruba is not going to be a chatzitza. Ad kan divrei hazichron Yosef. Now, yesh lachkar ula ayin b'devarav. What exactly does the Zichron Yosef mean? One mahalach that we said last time is the mahalach of many poskim that the Zichron Yosef is distinguishing based on time. If something is there for a very long time, it's not a chatzitza. A shorter time is a chatzitza. And the shiurim of zman that were mentioned in this was, we saw a tshuva nechokas Yolov, who felt that it's a week. We saw a teshuva in the Avnenezer and Simen Reis Samach Beis, who mentioned half a year. And the derech of Morei Hora'ah is that those who use this shita apply it when it's there for 30 days. But what we discussed also is a few details within this shita. Within the shita that's toloi bizman. So what does zman mean? Does zman mean the total amount of time that the chatzitza is there? Or does zman mean the amount of time after the tevila? And although hasvara no senes, that since we got these numbers of 7 days, 30 days, 6 months, we got them from Orechayim Sim and Shin Yud Zayin, from the Dinim of Kesher Shal Kayama. So if that's the case, Hasvara no senes, that it should be based on the total amount of time that the chatzitza is on her body, nonetheless, the Derech of Morei Hora'ah, again, and in the Sharei Tevila, he quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yoshev. It's Simen Lamed Dalet in the Sharei Tevila. He quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yoshev that they both said, no, it's based on the amount of time after she went to the mikvah. But we also said the razzle dazzle mahalach, that what? That it's mutter l'shanos b'pnei hashalom. Right? That, I think, is what we got to last time. Just to be mosif within this shita a tiny bit, where do we see a dimyon between kesher shel kayama on Shabbos and kayama over here? Where on earth do you see this dimyon? So it's not abundantly clear. I noticed this morning when I was reading in the Sharei Tevila, in the Shulchan Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So on page 103, they quote the psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman was that we estimate l'chatchila based on 30 days, but the 30 days should be 30 days after the tevila, like we mentioned. But Reb Shlomo Zalman said this only on the chatzitza shebeis hasasarim. Let's take a step back. There are two types of chatzitzas. There is chatzitza on the external body. Chatzitza on the external body, the Gemara tells me that if it's roiv umakpid, that is going to be a chatzitza min haTorah. Rove eno makpid, or miyota makpid is a chatzitza midrabanan. Also, a chatzitza on the outside of the body, there is a din that's found in Yevamos Tzadiches, which does not make it to Shulchan Aruch, and that itself is a question, called if it's kulo, even though eno makbid is a chatzitza, no? The Gemara speaks about me'uberes sheniskaira, a pregnant woman who converts to Judaism, that the child does not require tevila, no? That the tevila of mami helps for the baby. Frek the Gemara, aye, there's a chatzitza. Why is there a chatzitza? Doesn't the baby want to be inside the mommy, and the mommy wants baby inside of her? Why is it a chatzitza? Zok the Gemara, kulo is a chatzitza. By the way, shaylos and mubarish and iskayra do come up. No, I have a young woman in my shul who says she wants to discuss a private question with me. I'm like, okay, fine. So the question she asked me is, am I allowed to date Kohanim? Why? Because her mother was a Mu'uberes Shenisgaira. Is she considered a Giyayres? Or is she considered like the child of a Jewish woman? Okay, that's a big discussion in the postgame. What's the Lumdus of Mu'uberes Shenisgaira? Right, most of Machna. What? So you could maybe say Uber Yerech Imo. Again, all of this comes up as a children of Avli Balloon about this. There's a whole discussion in the Hilchas Geirus thing. It comes up. The Dogomer Vava Paskins, that Mubersh and Iskaira only helps if the Bezdin knows that the mother is pregnant, no? After a certain point, you know she's pregnant. Right? Until that certain point, you don't know she's pregnant, right? But the Bezdin might know, maybe she tells them. Right? So these are all halacha lemaisa aspects, but we paskin that kulay is a chatzitza. Kulay is a chatzitza. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that he'll paskin based on the 30 days. And he'll paskin b'di'eved in a difficult situation based on the 7 days. But kol zeh is if it's a chatzitza should be beis hasesarim. Because beis hasesarim, there are some who assume the whole din of chatzitza is only midrabanan. There's a machlokis in Kedushin Daf Chaf Hei between Tosis and the Ritva. Tosis assumes that the dinim of chatzitza beis hasesarim are dinim da'oraisa. And Tosis says we have some psukim this way, some psukim that way. It's like all pasuk. It sounds like for Tosis it's a din d'oraisa. The Ritva assumes chatzitza beis hasesarim is a din d'rabbanan. The Pashtus in Reb Shlomo Zalman, even though the footnotes over here try to move it in a different direction, is that no, chatzitza beis hasesarim, since there are some who assume it's d'rabbanan, and some assume that the beis hasesarim is judged separately than the rest of the body. If that's the case, right, one could argue that unless you know that Reiv of the Beis HaSesarim is covered, if it sure is not Doraisa. So based on these two possibilities, which Shlomo Zalman said, on the Beis HaSesarim Shaila, we will say 30 days, or a week b'di'eved, right, from the time that you go to the mikvah. But on a Shaila on the outside of the body, let's say, for example, a cast, no? A cast. Do you want to take it off? No, you want your arm to heal. No? Is a cast a chatzitza? Many poskim feel that hasvara no senes, that we should say the same dinim based on time. If you're a time Jew, if you read the Zichron Yosef in terms of time, so poskim say, well, you know, sometimes you can have a cast. My mother has had a cast on her leg now. She should have refuah shleimah, I think, for 8 months. No? My mother, she can't walk now because she has a cast on her leg because, whatever, when you go to Florida and you are 80 years old and you're hit by a 90-whatever-year-old driver crossing a street in Florida, you have a cast. Okay, got it. Sometimes casts can be there for a very, very, very long time. No? But many poskim feel, and Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying this, that he won't be mekel on an external chatzitza based on time. So shita one is the time shita. So far so good? Where does this come from? Where does the dimyon to kesher shel kayama come from? And the time shita in general? So I saw in Reb Shlomo Zalman, he points out that it's a beferish or rush in the 10th parak of Mikvaos, Mishnah Gimel. You see, Mikvais, we mentioned, has dinim of chatzitza at the end. The last two parak of Mikvaos are dinim of chatzitza. And in parak Yud Mishnah Gimel, there's a case of, let's say your tefillin became tameh. So you have to be toivo your tefillin. So it says that the kesher of the shorosh, the kesher of the shorosh, is not going to be a chatzitza for the tevila. Why? Says the Rush, because the kesher of the tefillin shorosh is a kesher like in Shabbos for sure. Ooh. No? How often do you undo the knot of your shorosh? By the way, you should, with time, as your the straps expand, and over time, if your tefillin fit perfectly, over time, sometimes the tefillin could sink a little bit low, so you really should adjust them occasionally to keep them nice and tight. But generally speaking, we don't adjust our shorosh that often. Lubavitchers have a shita based on the Tosfos in Menachos Bishim Rabbi Eliyahu that the kesher of their shoya they try to make every day in some way, right? Most people's tefillin, I usually say most normal people, I have to be careful. Most people's tefillin, right, the kesher shoya is also made the entire time, basically. Lubavitchers have this thing that, like, you pull the, right? That's ke'ilu, you're making the kesher every day. The kesher shorosh is a kesher shokayama for sure, and the Rush says it's a kesher shokayama la'inyan Shabbos. Meaning, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you see from that Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel of Mikvaos, and the comment of the Rush, that he's using Inyanei Shabbos as the paradigm for Tevila. Yalla! So Mahalach number one is based on the Orech Hazman. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein, in Igris Moshe Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Zayin, Rav Moshe thinks that the Orech HaZaman Mahalach doesn't make sense. Rav Moshe begins with the following Chakira. When something is not a Chatzitza, why is it not a Chatzitza? Is it not a Chatzitza because it is batal leguf? Or is it not a Chatzitza because the halacha established rules of chatzitza? Why is something not a chatzitza? That's Reb Moshe's chakira. Zokt Reb Moshe, the Sidrei Tahara already, and it's in Sifkat and Aleph in the Sidrei Tahara by us. The Sidrei Tahara tells me that the lomdus of chatzitza is because it becomes bottled to the guf. If something is not a chatzitza, it is bottled to the guf. If something is a chatzitza, so then it is not bottled to the guf, and then it's ke'ilu, the entire guf was not toivel. Remember, we pointed out that there are two dinim. There's a din of bias mayim bekulo, and another din of chatzitza. And we said that these two dinim are never the twain shall meet, right? But the Sidrei Tahara is basically collapsing the dinim into each other. Zot the Sidrei Tahara, when something is not a chatzitza, it's bottled to the guf. So it's my entire body went in. If something is a chatzitza, it's not bottled to the guf. If it's not bottled to the guf, let's say I have a chaos, and the chaos is not bottled to the guf. So says the Sidrei Tahara, the pshat is that my entire body did not go in. And therefore it's a chisaron of bias mayim. No? The Sidrei Tahara is collapsing the sugyas together. At least on the level of the Rabbanon. Reb Moshe says, whoa, let's go slowly. Zakter Moshe, if the din of chatzitza or not chatzitza is based on orech hazma, well, let me say it like this. If the pshat is, that becomes bottled to the guf, so then, okay. Right? Perhaps you could say the Sidrei Tahara. However, says Moshe, it's impossible that the lomdus of chatzitza is that it's bottled to the guf. Because we have a din. If I have something that is miyut umakbid, so miyut umakbid min ha-toira is not a chatzitza, correct? Miyut umakbid is only a chatzitza midrabbanan. But says Reb Moshe, one second, a makbid. Makbid means I don't want it on me. If I don't want it on me, that means it's not bottled to the guf. If it's not bottled to the guf, how could it only be a problem in Midrabana, and it should be a problem in that Torah, because ki'ilu lo tovah. It's a chesaron of the bias mayim. Should I repeat this again? This is like the crux of Reb Moshe. I should repeat it again, Mr. Portbooth? You got it.
I mentioned it at the end of last year also.
Oh, okay.
Very quickly.
So right, now we're saying it a little slower because we want to develop the idea. What Reb Moshe is saying is that it's not shayach. The chatzitza is based on bittul to the guf. Because if it's based on bittul to the guf, we don't understand the din of miyut umakbe by its only midrabanan. Therefore, says Reb Moshe, al karchecha, the din of chatzitza is a new thing. There's no chisarn of bias mayim. I'm entirely in the water. But there are new dinim called gidre chatzitza. The Torah has rules of chatzitza. The rabbis have rules of chatzitza. It's a din of chatzitza, not based on the bias mayim at all. And it's not because it's bottled to the guf. By the way, both Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank and the Sidrei Tahara completely disagree with Reb Moshe Feinstein, no? Reb Tzvi Pesach, I believe it's in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, in the Har Tzvi. Reb Tzvi Pesach says, why can't you say that even though something is a makbid, I want to remove it? It's a miyot umakbid. But who says it can't be bottled to the guf? Maybe it could be bottled to the guf, machmas, its smallness. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, right? Yeah, I want to remove something. That means I'd rather it's not here. But push comes to shove, it's very small. So because it's very small, can't we say it still is bottle? Right? Reb Moshe's premise is that if something is makbid, it can't be bottled to the guf. Reb Tzvi Pesach and the Sidrei Tahara Parchacha holds this way. Right? They're saying that, no. They're saying that something that is very small, even if you're makbid on it, it could be it's bottled to the guf. Oh. So now, Rev Moshe has really two approaches when it comes to the blumba fillings, the temporary fillings. There's an approach that's found in Anaf Aleph and Anaf Beis, and then there's an approach that's found in Anaf Gimel. In Anaf Aleph and Beis, Reb Moshe is saying that Gidre Chatzitza is a nudin. It's not toloi in bitter leguf, but there are rules of Chatzitza. Says Reb Moshe, the pshat in the Zichrin Yosef is that something is only going to be a chatzitza if you could remove it at any time. If you could knead dough at any time. I have a ring on my finger. At any given moment, I could get a phone call, you have guests coming, better knead the challah dough. I'm gonna knead that challah dough. You don't know that song, but whatever. But at any moment, you could have to knead dough. Says Reb Moshe, that's why the ring is a chatzitza, because it could happen right now. But something that you know will not happen for a certain amount of time, by definition, is not a chatzitza. That's what Reb Moshe has in Anaf Aleph and Anaf Beis. Therefore, a temporary filling which you know will not be removed for a week, a day, right? A short amount of time, you know it's not going to be removed. Says Reb Moshe, okay, anything that you know will not be removed for a certain amount of time is by definition not a chatzitza, even if that amount of time is a very short time. For Reb Moshe, it has nothing to do with Orech Hazman. Because Orech Hazman is a function of Bittul Leguf. Reb Moshe rejects Bittul Leguf. By the way, when you think about this is like a paradigmatic Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe approaches all of his tshuvas from a pure Svara angle. The Svara angle is Yesh L'ayim Chatzitza is, how Chatzitza works. Based on that, Reb Moshe says, once we know the chatzitza can't possibly be based on bittul leguf, so therefore it can't possibly be based on orach hazman. So therefore, right, temporary fillings are by definition not a chatzitza. Why? Because for a certain amount of time, you're not going to remove it. That's what Reb Moshe has in this tshuva. In Anaf Gimel, Reb Moshe, however, gives a different mahalach. In Anaf Gimel, what Reb Moshe says is that temporary fillings are not a chatzitza, because chatzitza means something that I don't want here, and I want the area underneath it to be subject to bias mayim in theory. However, when I have a temporary filling, what they are going to do is they will remove my temporary filling and they will put a permanent filling in its place. Zakt Reb Moshe, since the area will always be mechusa, it's not a chatzitza. This area is always going to be covered, no? Temporary filling, permanent filling, always going to be covered. Unlike a cast, or stitches or something, where eventually it's going to be uncovered. The Moshe Svar and Anaf Gimel is that a temporary filling is not a chatzitza because it's always going to be covered. Now, let's say you have something. I once had the following shaila. I'll tell you the shaila. It was actually a shaila with my wife. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and my wife was supposed to go to the mikveh, and I don't remember exactly which year it was, whether it was a year that she was going to go to the mikveh in New York and meet me in Eretz Yisrael or something, or a year that I was coming back in a few days, and she was planning on going to the mikveh. I'm not home. And she calls me that she had just had some dental work, and a permanent filling came out, and she stooped it back into place. You know what that means? Like, you push it back in. And she knew that she was going to go to the dentist. So she calls me to say, can she go to the mikveh with this thing? So I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And actually, I was going towards the Kotel, because I was supposed to be giving bechinas in Nativ Aryeh and Yeshivat HaKotel. And she called me, like, when I was going to daven my mincha at the Kotel between those two places. That's the way I used to do it. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I have to look into this, like, Sfarim, whatever. My luck, who's sitting at the Kotel over there learning Gemara? Rabbi Tzvi Savalovsky. So I walk over tomorrow. So, you know, like one of those types of things. I just got the Shiloh for the phone. Tell him in 2 days, Ramesha, yeah, Nabal, Gemara. I'm like, yeah, so how do we pass? He's like, I'm not sure exactly. Ask around. So I'm like, that's what he said. So I call us up Bednarsh. So Rabbi Bednar says that he doesn't really deal with these shaylas so often. I should call Rabbi Gidon Weitzman. Rabbi Weitzman is like the Machon Pua guy. So call Rabbi Weitzman. Rabbi Weitzman is like, yeah, the 2 days, Ramesha, whatever. He's like, yeah, we'll make it like the second day. I'm like, okay, fine, that's good. Rabbi Chesach Frank actually has a chili. He's making like the second day in Ramesha. The Maharsham is making like the second day in Ramesha. Now you have to remember over here, this is a little bit different than everything we're talking about. This is a permanent filling, right? That got dislodged, and then you stick it back in, but you know this permanent filling is coming out at some point, but the area is always going to be mechusa, because you're going to get a new permanent filling to replace this permanent filling. So this, right, so this shayla, like, got a lot of traction. Like, I got to ask a lot of people, this shaila, that was kind of exciting. So Rabbi Weitzman, by the way, is a big mumcha in this stuff. So he felt that we paskin, like the second day in the Maishad, happens that many poskim don't. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman, etc., follows the approach of the Orech Hazman. Now, in this book of Rav Shlomo Zalman, they point out that different people quoted different things from Rav Shlomo Zalman regarding temporary fillings. And he's miyashev with the following shtickle Torah. He says that in the earlier years, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say 30 days, like we mentioned, for temporary fillings. In the later years, Reb Shlomo Zalman would say a week for temporary fillings, and sometimes even a week, and even if it wasn't a Shas HaDechak, he would say a week. And what they point out in note 18 over here is that what changed was the mitzias of fillings. In the olden times, a temporary filling was made of a different material than a permanent filling. But apparently, any of you planning on being dentists? Baruch Hashem. But apparently, in later times, temporary fillings were basically the same material as permanent fillings, but the dentist just didn't have enough time to really do as good of a job as he could. But it's the same exact thing, and it could really stay there forever. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was inclined that maybe all of our temporary fillings are ki'ilu permanent, and therefore be'etzem you should be megel entirely. But, you know, this little chashash that he has, he says a week. Right? So that is an interesting approach within Rav Shlomo Zalman. So far what we have is Hazoi. We have Rav Moshe, two svaras in Rav Moshe. Now, Haner Lafine is daiti that, again, the two svaras in Rav Moshe, we said that the Har Tzvi, the Maharsham, passes like Rav Moshe 2. Rav Moshe's svara number 1 doesn't seem to get much traction. Okay, but maybe B'Shas HaDchak, you could rely on Rav Moshe number 1. But nonetheless, one could argue that there's a shtickle stira in the Reb Moshe's. Chelek Beis, here Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadivov. Reb Moshe talks about going to the mikvah with braces. Do you guys remember braces? I have braces. I had them come off for my teeth before my bar mitzvah, so I would look good in pictures, and they put them back on, because that's what kids in the five towns did. Right? Make sense? Is that what you had also?
I think I got moved. I finished before my bar mitzvah.
Finished before your bar mitzvah. I like was in braces forever. It was like awful. Whatever. I don't think it helped that much. I can tell you that like of my three kids over bar and bas mitzvah, all of them have orthodonture. I'm convinced that this is a way of like taking away any extra money that parents might possibly have. That's just what it's there for. That's the kiyum of braces. So Rav Moshe Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadivov discusses braces, and Rav Moshe says that there are two reasons to have braces. If the braces are there just liyaposes hashinayim, if it's there just to make your teeth look nicer, so Rav Moshe Tainas, that's going to be a chatzitza. But if the braces are there lechazek is hashinayim, then it's not a chatzitza. Now one could ask, one second, how come liyapos, Rav Moshe says, is a chatzitza? Don't we know that kosher hu lanoi eino chotzeitz? Whatever. So the answer is that when I say kosher lanoi eino chotzeitz, the pshat is, let's say I put like hair dye on. That's lanoi. That's going to stay there. I want that there. No one thinks that they look better in braces than they do without braces. But the pshat in that the braces are going to be miyapa, the shinayim underneath. Right? It's not the same as kosher lanoi eino chotzeitz, where I want the external thing. No? So Moshe says, if it's liyapos, not a chatzitza. If it's yapos, it is a chatzitza. If it's lechazek, it is lechazek is not a chatzitza. But according to Reb Moshe, why would we say lechazek is not a chatzitza liyapos. Is a chatzitza, shouldn't we say, according to Moshe, that lamaisa, since I can't take the braces off myself, and they're going to be there for a certain amount of time until the appointment, so it should be the same as a blumber filling? Why, according to Moshe, are the braces a chatzitza? If it's liyapos, I'm not going to take it off. A similar kasha you could ask, Rimbayshin Chelak Beis, Simen Pei Zayin, talks about stitches. And I'm talking about the type of stitches that are after oral surgery. Stitches in the mouth, no? So Moshe says that if you could feel the stitches, you know, sometimes you have oral surgery and like you notice that your tongue is always playing around with those like stitches over there. You know what I'm talking about? And so if that's the case, Moshe says, then it is a chatzitza. One second, why is it a chatzitza? Lamaisa, you're not, you know it's going to stay there for a certain amount of time. And according to Moshe in Svara 1, so then, according to Ramayshan, Svara 1, so it's not a chatzitza. Now, in both of these cases, both by the braces and by the stitches, Svara 2 of Ramayshan does not apply. No? The impression I have is that it's not just that the Har Tzvi and the Maharsham favor Svara 2 of Ramayshan, but Ramayshan himself favor Svara 2 of Ramosha, and that's Miyashev, why braces, right? Why braces potentially is a chatzitza. When the Svara goes from Ramosha, braces are not a chatzitza. How come stitches, oral stitches, is a chatzitza? According to Svara 1 of Ramosha, it should not be a chatzitza. According to Svara 2, right, this area won't always be covered, no? They'll take the stitches out. And then, so according to Svara 2 of Ramosha, so we understand both the tshuva by braces and the tshuva by stitches. Now, one could argue that the dvar of Rav Moshe is that maybe braces... I remember as a kid, probably when I was 7 or something, I figured out a way of unscrewing my braces. Did any of you also do this? I was like a very nervous kid. Like, so I was able to like untwist the braces and pull the whole thing off. But my guess is that's not normal. My guess is that like... anything I did as a kid, pashtus is not normal. But Hayotze, I think what we could say is as follows. There are two mahalachim in poskim, really. I think mahalach 1 in the Igris Moshe is not as accepted, but mahalach 2 in the Igris Moshe is accepted by the Maharsham, is accepted by the Har Tzvi, and one could argue that that's accepted by Rav Moshe himself, with respect to his tshuva regarding braces and regarding the stitches. Now, with stitches as a chatzitza, there is a little discussion here in the back of the Badei HaShulchan in the Milu'im. In the back of the Badei HaShulchan, he says in Sifchav Gimel, he talks about stitches, and Yesh L'Ha'ir, that when you look under the microscope, you'll see that in order to make stitches, they use a needle. The needle is wider than the thread. Right, that's the definition of sewing. The needle is wider than the thread. Therefore, one could argue it's not really going to be a chatzitza because there's going to be a little bit of area where the water gets underneath. At least on the microscopic level, no?
Doesn't the skin like heal over it?
So the skin might heal over it. But he quotes, Kisha Nishalu Eza Rofim Alza Amru Shaladaitam Hatfiros Enam Moshkim Esha'ar. Shera'a Kamapam Tachas Ha Microscope Es Maisa Hatfira Va'af Pam Ha'ar Lo Nimshach Im Hatfira. Va'tamloze Mipnish Am Machat Yosef Offer Mehachot, no Daheki. Right? That the needle is wider than the thread. Now, I really don't understand, first of all, why what I see under the microscope should matter with halacha. Generally, all of halacha is determined by what I see with the naked eye, not based on what I could see under a microscope. Moreover, by the way, he says, Yesh lo ha'ir, tfiras lo fa'amim kore sha'ar mitzad echad shambakam amaka mechazem mixas min ha'ar shemitzad ha'sheni. And that's your point, that the skin grows over it. I don't really understand why. L'maisa, it looks like it's covering, and we have a din in Shulchan Aruch called a kites. I believe that's Sif Yud, no? I'll get to you in 1 second, David. In Sif Yud, we have this din that. No, where's the din of a kites? There's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch that a kites is a chatzitza. Maybe that's. A kites is you have a. Like a splinter, it's a chatzitza. The splinter doesn't really cover the R, no? On the microscopic level, it's in the hole, and it just is bent over. Why is it going to be a chatzitza? L'cha'ora, stitches should be the same as a kite. Generally speaking, with stitches, we are not makel unless, again, if the stitches are oral stitches inside the base hasesarim, so then Reb Shlomo Zalman would say it's totally in arichos hazaman. The other svaras don't really help by stitches. I mean, svara 1 of Vigris Moshe would help, but what we noted is that svara 1 of Vigris Moshe is less accepted than svara 2. Kach nireh l'fiyan yistaiti. Yes.
So maybe, what if, yes, you can't look at a person's mouth and see that the hole's bigger, but if you look at the needle and the string, the needle's bigger than the string, so...
Right, so I would say, so again, you're making an argument that we know it has to be that bigger. So I think that's probably true, that we know, but Lamaisa, the din of coats, I think, is a very strong raya. Because coats we pask, and it's a beferish and mishnah, that a kites is a chatzitza. You know, it's sifyur aleph. I'm sorry, it's sifyur aleph. Right? Chetz o kotz hatochav babasar. If you have an arrow that's stuck in you, by the way, try to make sure that doesn't happen to you. If you have an arrow that's stuck at you, or you have a splinter. No? So if it's neremi bachutz, it's a chotzitz. That means that we based it on what you see. If I could see the splinter from the top, it's a chatzitza, so now I can see from the top. Yeah, I know, everybody knows that the splinter made a hole, and the hole's going to be, right, a little bit bigger than the splinter is, based on the pressure when it goes in, right? Physics man. I don't know. So I think we treat stitches like a chatzitza. There was a case at this recently, maybe I'll talk about the case offline. There was another case where, like, someone went to the mikveh with stitches, a Rebbe gave a kula to go. Again, I don't think it's a crazy kula, but the Derech HaMori HaRa is that we consider stitches to be a chatzitza. And I think that's the din. Yeah, okay. Yashar Koach, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.